It's episode 312, and we've got plugins for Talking Like a Pirate, WooCommerce for logged in users, Gravity Form CSS, admin notices, tracking site changes, and integrating chatbots into your WordPress site. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the beachside bunker in Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And of course, we have the usual great show for you here today, but let's go right off the top. And don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner if that's how you listen, or leaving us a review on their webpage. And if you got a few more minutes, please stop into the iTunes store and leave us a review there. They really help the show out.
Yeah, it helps the rankings, it helps bring more people to the show, and it helps to kind of enlighten the whole community. We are the longest running, specifically WordPress podcast on the internet, so we do appreciate all of your feedback. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, a little bit of self-promotion at this point here. For those of you out there, if you're looking, you're having any problems with your WordPress website, hacked, cracked, broke, anything gone wrong with it, hey, feel free to get a hold of me. Contact me through my website at johnoverall.com or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
That's right. And I've got just one more promotional announcement, I guess you could say. It starts today and it goes through midweek, so... you can definitely, where's my little note here? There we go. We've got the Liftoff Summit, and if you want to check that out, it's being held by Bob WP. It's going June 19th through June 23rd, 2017, and that is today, actually. The 19th is when we're recording the show here. Mm-hmm. It's all about WordPress and e-commerce. So whether you're running an online store, monetizing your blog or site, they'll teach you how to be successful with your site content, social marketing, blogging, all the tech stuff, etc. So if you haven't signed up yet, liftoffsummit.com is where you find it. And that's the promotion for me this week.
Yeah, it'll be ongoing while when the show goes up. So it's still going to continue for a couple days thereafter. So make sure if you listen to the show, go check that out.
Absolutely.
Hey, I did forget to mention also, don't forget to check out the jobs board at wppluginsa2z.com/jobs, where, you know, you can find some professionals there that have signed up to accept jobs, or if you have a job you need a professional for, feel free to post it there and get yourself some quotes from them.
Nice. Yes.
All right. Now, at this point here, we like to thank the donors to the show. Those of that come in over $50 or more get themselves a note read out on the show with links back to wherever they want them to go. And those that come in under $50, we'd like to thank you very much. Now, this donation here today, we got $50 from JezWeb Pty Ltd. And his note this week, very short and sweet. It's like, this donation is on behalf of IDC Medical at idcmedical.com, who sell sharps, needles, disposal containers to health providers in Australia and New Zealand. So make sure you send that in. And thank you very much, Jez. We greatly appreciate your donation.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Every little bit helps.
And to those of you who came in under $50, you know who you are. Thank you very much. We greatly appreciate it. And what we'd like to do at this point here is we're introducing something new to help encourage everyone out there to donate to the show. And one of the ways to find from listening to other shows is, you know, you can do that by creating a weekly donation, something that you can help. And we're setting up several levels of weekly donations here, starting with something as simple as $3 a week. You know, a spare change level. You know, dig out the change in your pocket. Help keep us plugged in and keep this show moving forward by donating $3 a week. And these will all be on a new page where it's just a simple subscription via PayPal. You know, $5 a week. Forgo one coffee a week and, you know, help keep us fired up by donating $5 a week to WP Plugins A to Z Show. $10 a week or $25 or $50. And we'll talk more and more about these as time goes on. So make sure you check those out. And further down the show, we'll talk about other ways in which you can help donate to the show that don't include cash, but places we need help and support.
Absolutely. So anything you can do would be great.
And also, you can still donate through the Patreon account over at patreon.com, WP Plugins, A to Z.com, or A to Z. Don't need the .com right on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, this week here, we have a couple of pieces of news. And if you've been updating the 4.8 WordPress, bad news for you. There is one flaw. Hopefully, it'll be solved soon, or you can add a new plugin that's been created to help solve the problem. And what that problem is the new text widgeting with the fancy text widgets built in, it adds a break space to code that is in the widget, thereby breaking a lot of codes. Now, there is a bit of a caveat from the stuff I've read and heard on this, and there's a really good link to BlogAid where she's done a really good breakdown of it. But what it does basically, it only happens if you open up your widgets area. So if you upgraded to 4.8 and you have no need to go into the widgets area, don't until this is fixed or you add the other plugin, which reverts back to the standard text widget that used to be there before 4.8. So make sure you check that out, pay attention to it, go check out this article in the show notes because it may help save you hours of headache as many people, they updated and they had this problem and they spent hours before they finally realized what was causing it. So. One of the flaws, it's a minor one, yes, but it could be a major one for people who run advertisements and other JavaScripts in their sidebars. And that's where it's been noticed the most.
Yeah, that's why I always wait on those things before I update to that big release. It's usually the 0.1 revision that I go for it. So
that's when they fix the bugs that are discovered.
That's right.
Yeah, this time here I jumped the gun and I started updating, but none of the sites I've updated depend upon the code in the sidebar, so I'm good.
Good.
All right, a couple other articles in here. There's a really great article on 10 security tips to protect your WordPress website from hackers. It's a really great article that gives you some good basic tips and updates that can help you out. So make sure you go check that out. And also another article, so that if you're using widgets in the sidebar, it's a nice little easy way to hide the title in sidebar widgets. Comes from WP Beginner, where there's a lot of really great articles and tips there on WordPress and code things you can do. Lots of great useful stuff there. Anyway, that's all I've got. Anything else from you in the world of news and information this week?
No, not too much. Time to roll on.
All right, then it's time to jump in the meat potatoes. Off we go. This week here, I have three great plugins as usual. And of course, right off the top, the first one is called KJM Admin Notices. Now, what this one is for is if you've got a website where you have multiple administrators and you want to leave notes back and forth, it will produce an administrative note that sits at the top of the dashboard area. And the nice thing about this plugin here is you can color code those notices, put a little color in the left-hand side stripe so that they stand out amongst the other notices that are there. You can use them to put information back and forth to the other administrators, or if you're working on something and you need the next administrator who's taking over your shift to do something, leave a note there for them to take on. It's a really useful plugin in that aspect there. If you're all by your lonesome in that website, it might not do you a lot of good, but really great one when you've got multiple people working. Check it out, KJM Admin Notices, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Okay. All right. So it's no secret that one of the things that I'm really into lately is chatbots. I really think it's going to change a lot of different things throughout the internet. And I found a plugin called Chatbot for Facebook. And what it does is it uses Personic's chatbot. They are kind of a chatbot creator, their site. And what this does is it allows you to use one of these Personic chatbots right within your WordPress site to deliver content to your subscribers. So the content of your blog posts are formatted so that they actually can render correctly within Facebook Messenger, and it can interact with the content that's already on your site and give summaries of new content that's out there. Depending on how you actually program your chatbot, it does a lot more too. So it's kind of an entry-level way to kind of dip your toe into the water of chatbots and integrate it with content that you already create on your WordPress site. You know, these are quickly becoming one of the most powerful ways to connect brands and audiences. Everybody's going to be having a chatbot soon. Believe me, a year from now, you'll have a chatbot. It's that pervasive in terms of the landscape. So this really will help you integrate your WordPress content into a chatbot. And I'll be talking a lot more about the chatbot space as we move along in the show. It's something that I'm so interested in. I'm actually starting a new company around it in the near future. This is a great plugin to get started within the chatbot world, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Sounds like an interesting thing to do. I have yet to explore chatbots or what they can and cannot do. I'm just beginning to understand them.
It's really remarkable.
One more of those learning curve items.
Yeah, like, you know, ideally we could create a chatbot that somebody asks what type of plugin they're looking for. And it could ask other questions like, do you run multi-site? Do you run, you know, how's your hosting? How, you know, what are the precursors that go into what specific plugin? Do you use WooCommerce? Do you use Gravity Forms? Do you use all these things? And then it takes that information and kind of finds the perfect plugin. Then that would be great.
If I could only
get one to record the show with for us.
make it easier to you without all the coffee and everything to drag our butts out of bed in the morning.
That's right.
All right. Well, next up, I have a plugin that goes with one of my most long used plugins in WordPress. It's called Gravity WP CSS Selector. Now, if you've used Gravity Forms for any amount of time, at least once you've started to use the custom CSS for Gravity Forms. In other words, Gravity Forms has some custom CSS types that allow you to lay out the form other than that straight, perfect up and down form and other bits and pieces. That did require you to do a little bit of extra work. You had to type things in, you had to remember what was where, and sometimes you had to add custom CSS to your CSS file. Well, this plugin here helps alleviate all that problem. It goes into the Gravity form, adds a new form field for you in the appearance area to allow you with a drop down to choose the custom CSS gravity class, you know, left half, right half, quarters, thirds, all of these bits and pieces to lay out the form other than the perfect up and down. It's a very easy plugin to use. It makes the job of using the Gravity custom CSS a lot easier. So that means I'll probably start to clean up my forms and start to use it because it's no longer the insanity that it used to be. Great plugin. I found it was very smooth, worked well. Check it out. Gravity WP CSS Selector, and I gave it a 5 dragon rating.
Very nice. Okay, this one is for all you WooCommerce people. This is called WooCommerce for Logged Users. You know, John, sometimes you want to restrict your shop to members or maybe even people that are registered customers of your site. And with this plugin, all you do is activate it, and all users not logged in will be redirected to a My Account page to log in and register before they're actually allowed to even see the store.
Nice.
Now, I can think of 100 different scenarios where you'd want to limit your WooCommerce pages to only registered, approved, and logged in users, and this Set It and Forget It plugin is great for doing just that. So check it out. It's called WooCommerce for Logged Users, and I rated it a 5 out of 5.
That's an excellent way. We love the Set It and Forget It plugins. They just do what they're supposed to do and make your job easier.
Yeah.
All right. the final one I've got here today is just one for loads of fun. Now, it's way ahead of International Pirate Day on September 19th, but it's a simple plug-in, just a fun thing to do to your site. And if you like pirates, well, as much as where I live here, we have an annual event here where I live that we spend a whole week is dedicated to pirates. And Buccaneer Days is what it's called here. Anyway, it's lots of fun. Has no other purpose than that. And what it does for you, it goes through your content in your site. And when it displays the content, it changes out words to match up to pirate lingo. You know, it changes out things such as if all the, everywhere it finds the word the, it changes it to yield. I don't know what all the rest of the lingos it does, but they do give you a list of words that if you add, if these words are in your post somewhere, the, yes, stagnant, hey, call, hang, stop, cover, it changes them all to pirate lingo for you. So it gives you a little bit of flair to your post, and you can put them up there for International Pirate Day in September and just have some fun. Good old basic plugin, lots of fun. Ye old Pirate Day, gave it a 3 dragon rating.
Cool. All right, wrapping it up here in the show. This one is called WP Blame. I love the name of this plugin, actually.
Yeah, I saw that. I almost reviewed it myself.
And what it does is it makes it possible to keep a log of everything that's happened on your WordPress website so you can stay in control even when you're not there. So sometimes it's pretty hard to keep track of everything happening on your website. So what WP Blame does is it logs certain actions for you and organizes them into a readable table so that you can review it later. And while this plugin doesn't keep a log of absolutely everything you can do with WordPress, it does keep a record of most actions. So by default, only changes that are things like posts, pages, plugins, themes, all that are logged. Just due to the way that WordPress works, it's hard to keep an absolute log of every single detail thing. But if you just want to track posts, pages, plugins, and themes, this is great. If you're using this for a client, there's actually whitelists that you can enable to remove yourself as the admin from the audit trail and review everybody else. So in that circumstance, you might as well call this one a client tracker because you can actually completely monitor what client changes are tracked within those metrics that I spoke about earlier.
Which ones broke the website?
Exactly. Yeah. So you can see exactly what the client is doing in terms of their own activity within the website because of this. So I rated it a 4 out of 5. Great plugin.
Very nice. Yeah, it's always nice to have the trackers. I do that for some of the sites I set up, at least for the first couple of months when it's used most common for them to break the sites after I turn them over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always nice to know. All right, well, that's all we got for you on this time. I covered up in this episode the KJM Admin Notices, which I gave a 4 to, the Gravity WP, which I gave a CSS selector, which I gave a 5 to, and then the Ye Olde Pirate, which I gave a 3 to. R.
I covered Chatbot for Facebook, and I give that a 5 out of 5. WooCommerce for logged users gets a 5 out of 5, and WP Blame gets a 4 out of 5.
And that's a nice cover up of them. So at this point here, I do want to bring up a little bit about donations. And hey, there's lots of ways to donate to the show. You could donate to the, you know, $10 a week lunch level, pack a lunch one day a week, and keep the show coming by donating $10 a week to the show. And also alternate donation options. Now, we do need additional help with the show. Some of the things we could really use some help with is, you know, getting out there and sharing the show with everyone on your social media platforms. Every time you see a post or a tweet come through or something on Facebook, share it with your community. A lot more sharing than I see is going on. Make mention of us in the tweets. We try to pay attention to that. You know, help edit with the show notes. We do have a couple of people that are coming on board and have volunteered to give us 1 to 2 hours a week to help edit show notes and clean up the bits of mess that are there and help get all the interlinks in between show notes and transcript pages and other places on the site. That would be a great one. You know, submit links and plugins to the show to, you know, help encourage us to review plugins you would like to see reviewed. You know, help us create new pages, other areas. More of this will be coming in further shows. Ways you can donate, you know, become part of the show. I mean, after all, the show, we need your support to get this show moving forward to the place it can be. And we're going to make those efforts dramatically going forward. I've gone so far as to bring in my marketing manager and take her off another project to come into the show to help this out. So you're going to see a lot more things moving forward in the coming weeks. So more and more is coming for you folks. So
yeah.
Get out there and support us. Show us that you really want to see more of this stuff. Support us in whatever way you can.
Yes, and it's a value for value thing. And just to let you all know in the listening audience what value I put on giving you content, I'm on 3 hours sleep right now. I worked a 17-hour shift and still got up to come and record this show after such a long, hard night of work. Just to make sure that we get the show out this week. So that's me putting value back into it. So I hope that you can put some value in as well to kind of pay that back.
Yeah, and that's, as you just heard, I've brought my marketing manager onto this project to bring value to the show and increase it. So, hey, every bit helps. All right, well, a little bit of promotions. About the only thing I've got this week here is, go visit WP Beginner. If you're looking for some tips, information, oftentimes when I'm looking for things or something I can't quite figure out, I end up landing on their website and somebody there has done an article including code snippets and everything else to help out. So go check them out. They're a really great website, WPBeginner.com.
Yes. And hey, anybody listening to the show, I know you've got a passion for WordPress. Why not write about it? I'm now the WordPress editor at Smashing Magazine, one of the largest web design resources online. And I'm looking for folks to write some great articles about WordPress. So if you want to get some exposure for yourself and your work, just email me, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com, and I'll reply back with some more info. Great opportunity to contribute to the WordPress community, get some exposure, and get a few $100 for the effort as well. So be sure to email me there if you're interested.
That's the best part. You actually get paid for the work versus so many other places where you don't.
That's right.
Okay, and finally, don't forget the user reminders. Stop into the iTunes store. Leave us a review if you haven't already done that. Those really help out the show and its listings in iTunes, which is, of course, where the vast majority of our listeners come from. And if you're listening through Stitcher Radio, hit the little thumbs up button there. We get a small amount of listenership there. May increase over time. So we greatly appreciate your help in those areas.
All right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me at my website, johnoverall.com, or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca, or go to the contact form on WP Plugins A to Z and send an email from there.
Great. And you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.